Tyler Rattray, you've never failed to make a podium here in the 250 class. And today, bad first moto, but winning the second moto. Good job.
Yeah, it was definitely good. I had a rough first moto. I got caught in the first turn pileup and then started coming back, passing a couple guys, crashed again. Needed to stop my bike, get going again, and then crashed again. And then it took me a little while to stop my bike, and by that time I was already a lap down. So just got him behind the lace there and just pretty much finished off the moto just riding behind him, because obviously you don't want to pull off, otherwise you're going to get 40th gate pick and then you're screwed for the moto. So just, you know, obviously stayed calm and, pumped with the win in the second moto.
Yeah, how was that? Did you have any idea that Dungey pulled off? Did you know any of that?
No, I didn't have any idea that he pulled off. I did see that he crashed. Uh-huh. And then after that, I don't know if he was taking it easy, but our gap was staying the same. Mm-hmm. And then I started creeping up a bit on him. And then all of a sudden, my pitboard said P1. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know what happened. Yeah. And then I looked behind me once and saw that Dungey was behind me. I knew, obviously, I was leading.
Yeah.
And then, I never looked behind again and just kept my head down and focused on the race.
Yeah, you dropped your times from where they had been when you saw he was on there. How much did that hurt, or how much was that an effort by you?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a lot of work, you know, obviously, to just step it up 2-3 seconds a lap. But when we're riding in Florida with Ryan and Jake, you know, we're pushing each other in the motos too there, so you're kind of used to it, you know. Obviously, at the end, like, you start picking it up, the lines start getting good, so, I mean, obviously, training like that is definitely going to help when you get to a race. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously with me being down in Florida, just riding at Ryan's place with Jake and Ryan and also Baggett, it's definitely fun and motivating, you know, when you go to the track every day and you're all doing your motos together, because you know it's super hot outside, but you know they're all suffering. So you might as well suffer too.
Right.
So it's definitely been a lot of fun, you know. Obviously this last week and a half with me going, obviously I was in California testing, and then we went back to Florida for about a week and rode down there in the sand, and was definitely a lot of fun.
Now, you know, you started getting on the 450, a little bit of struggles, hasn't gone as easy as you thought. Kind of bike setup issues is what I'm getting from the Cali guys. You know, you didn't have a lot of time to test, and do you feel like you've cured those?
I think the last 2 weeks that I was in California, we definitely made a big step, you know. Obviously, I'm riding a bike at Ryan rides, you know, and his style is completely different to me. The guy turns with the rear and I don't turn like that. So obviously there was some work to be done, you know. So obviously Kawasaki met with the Cuyaba guys. Me and Jake flew out to California and definitely got a good setup.
Yeah.
So they wanted us to go back to Florida, ride with that in the sand, see what we thought there. It was great there too. Obviously Ryan got all the new stuff and he was pumped with it, so I think we definitely have definitely a good base to work from now. You know, obviously, when you're at the race, it'll be a couple clicks here and there, you know, just to get it adjusted to the track. But other than that, it was it's definitely way better than what it was before.
Yeah, I almost don't count this because you're so good here. You could ride maybe a Mako and make the podium, you know. But hopefully, Unadilla is another good track for you. Not last year, but generally, it's a good track for you. And I guess that'll be where we'll see if you're comfortable on the bike.
Yeah, it's going to be good there, you know. Obviously, I enjoyed racing Unadilla last year, you know. Obviously, I had a tipple over in the first race, but still managed to fight back to third. And it's a different track, you know. It's really hard.
Wait, didn't you KO yourself there last year?
Yeah, in the second moto.
Second moto, yeah.
But up until then, I was feeling great. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, go there now, carry this momentum that I had in the second moto, and see what we can do there.
Last question, Motocross the Nations, what's going on in South Africa?
Well, I'm not going to be racing. I'm going to get the plate taken out of my hand. It still bugs me when I ride. So I want to get that taken out. And
but it's sand.
I know, but I need to get it taken out because it's going to take a couple of weeks for the bone to heal up again. So the best time for me to do it is straight off to Elsinore, so then I can start getting... Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm going to go back to South Africa, go for a vacation there, and then get back here and start riding Supercross again.
All right, thank you.
Cool, thanks.